started. Call this staff review board meeting January 20th, 2025. Order. Do a quick roll call introduction. Start, Earl.
Earl Gibson, Director of Public Works.
Nick Adams, Code Enforcement Officer.
Kyle Drexler, Town Planner. Nate Goodman, our Police Chief, is I think on his way. It'll be a few minutes. We do have a quorum with three members, so we'll get started. So the first item on the agenda is a site plan amendment application by Gary Harasiga Property LLC for the addition of a roughly 1,100 square foot deck off of the rear portion of the building in the courtyard of the Harasiga Inn. Outline the proposal in the staff report. What's triggering the staff review board review and approval process is the fact that it's in that 1,000 to 2,000 square foot threshold of new impervious area for addition to the building. So that triggers coming to this board for review. But we didn't identify really too much there that affects the overall site plan approval from past approvals for the site. It is in the design review district, but being within that rear courtyard, it's not visible from any of the public ways, so kind of skipped out on needing that design review process through the PRV. Not too much else to add on the staff side. Chris, if you want to give just a brief overview of what you're looking to do there beyond.
Yeah, we just basically want to add a little extension off the courtyard, not that little, but it's kind of little, but to add some more seating for breakfast and stuff for the restaurant. We're gonna open up a couple doors off the restaurant, and it'll be seasonal, only in the good weather. We may do some type of awning over that deck, maybe like there's an awning there now. We might just take that and go up over the new deck because it gets kind of hot there in the summer. Other than that, not changing anything else, not changing any gardening or maybe some landscape lighting. Underneath the patio underneath, it's pavers. We may redo that. It's a little bit, uneven and stuff. So, but that's it. Other than that, no major, just the deck basically.
So yeah. Underneath it's existing impervious,
right? It's existing, yes. It's existing, yeah. Yeah.
Any questions from?
No, I'm not aware of it.
Proposed findings and there's a proposed motion in there. So
we need to order that the Freeport staff review board approve a site plan amendment for Gary Harasiga Property LLC to construct approximately 1,100 square foot deck on the rear side of the building at 162 Main Street, tax assessor map 13, lot 11, to be built substantially as proposed, application dated 1/5/2025, finding that it meets the standards of section 602 of the Freeport zoning ordinance for the following conditions of approval. This approval incorporates by reference all supporting plans that amend the previously approved plans submitted by the applicant and their representatives at the staff review board meeting on the subject application to the extent they are not in conflict with other stated conditions. And two, prior to the start of any construction, the applicant obtained any applicable permits from the Freeport Code Enforcement Officer.
In a second.
Yes, thank you.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Okay.
Great. I'm jumping ahead too much.
All set?
Yep, no, you're all set.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so right. We'll reach out in the next week or so with a formal notice of decision, and then you can proceed with any building permits.
Yep, excellent. Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, our second item on the agenda is the site plan amendment application by Benjamin Duplessis, FLC Holdings LLC, for some site improvements and change of use at 8 Harney Road. So the real trigger for this coming to the staff review board is the change of use. So It's, the approved uses currently in the building were the office, manufacturing and processing for the shop that's there, and artisan food and beverage for the brewery. The applicant's doing a similar breakdown of uses, getting rid of the artisan food and beverage, just having the office and manufacturing and processing for their shop. But it's a kind of reconfiguration of the space inside where the office space is going to take over where the brewery was. So technically, that was a change of use since those uses were delineated on the previously approved site plan specifically for those specific floor areas. So that's why it's coming here before us. In addition, there are some improvements to the building facade, which I'll let the applicant go into later on. So removing of impervious area around the side and rear portions of the building, straightening out the edges of the parking area, and redelineating the spaces within the parking lot, which should clean things up there. There's sort of a mishmash of different types of spaces and travelway widths, things looking like it should be one way, but you know, kind of so. Other than that, staff, on the planning side, we didn't have too many issues of concern. We did have to pay attention to Section 527 in our zoning ordinance. This property's in our commercial free district, so Section 527 has certain performance standards for building design, signage, other things for lots in those commercial districts. The applicant did make some modifications to their siding choice. The ordinance doesn't allow for metal siding, so switched to fiberglass siding. But that was really the only thing that came up in the review. Other than that, I think we're all set. So yeah, Ben, if you want to give just any details on what you're doing with the building itself, maybe, and your goal with the site and removing some of those paved areas.
Yeah, we're just trying to make sense of making the building pretty. It's really ugly, and I think there were some in the area. So residing, all new windows, trying to make it look like something. We're gonna do an effort in good landscaping and planting that actually kind of hides some of the building as well. And then taking out a lot, I think there's a net negative of 6,000 square feet of impervious. We're getting rid of a lot of pavement and the old rundown shed and whatnot, so should be a overall improvement.
Yeah, I think it's like 6,800 square feet reduction in impervious area.
I'm still kind of playing with the siding decision on the, instead of fiberglass. I mean, at the end of the day, they look the same, but I guess the 527 standards don't allow you to use metal. So I might switch that over to some wood just because I don't actually want to use fiberglass. So, but it'll still be nice. And
Yeah, if you do decide to change later down the line, something that we could just note.
It'll be on the... It'll be on the permit set when it gets submitted.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure that out right now.
Yeah, I did see on the site plan the additional trees and landscaping going in front of the parking area to create the increase in buffering. So yeah, thought that fit in well and made improvements in terms of being more aligned with what the ordinance was looking for there.
We're also going to try to, so you can't see the red building on the other side with some plantings.
All the old ramblings, yeah.
The old car auto shop.
Yeah,
they
help planting all the time.
So that should help too.
The one thing Steph and the applicant talked about in our preliminary discussion, part of one of the past approvals, 2018 or somewhere around there, when this site went to the PRB for approval, they required a pathway from the building to Antonia's. Under those 527 standards, there's a requirement to create create a path connecting lots. That was never constructed, so one of the conditions of approval on there was to just complete that pathway ahead of getting any occupancy from the code. But other than that, that was pretty much.
I think there's still plenty of escrow from Justin on that. I think that Thomas was going to do it. Nobody ever did it.
He did.
Is it just going to be gravel, or is it going to be?
It's probably going to relate to that entryway. It'll be some nice sort of pavers or something that's aesthetically pleasing, not just gravel.
I'm not sure the previous approval specified. I don't even think it nailed down the exact location.
On the old site plan, it said flagging.
Flagging
walkway, so. And it had a location, but I don't know if that needs to meet any ADA standards or anything.
Not that one, just the ADA to the building.
Okay, so then we'll just take the best route up that little side hill and put something in there.
Yep. And that covered storage stuff, is that already covered now?
No, that's part of the trying to make the building pretty is fixing that funky gable area when you walk in, so we're adding all that covered roof, but it's currently impervious because it's over pavement,
okay,
so
yeah,
I'm just adding
wash.
Roof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so, it was red, but I couldn't tell.
Oh, the red is the new
yeah.
additions, but I'm taking away some of the other stuff and
yeah.
just trying to.
Cool, that's easy.
Yeah.
Rolling if you're looking at the elevation plans, that cover area over the door and the entryway to the door and the pathway leading up to it are the only real structural additions to the building, correct?
Yeah, well, we're reworking all the window openings and stuff, so
yeah.
But that's not adding
that's
or anything.
Addition, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only addition.
Anyone else? Any questions, comments, concerns?
We get order that the Freeport staff review board approve a site plan amendment for Benjamin Duplessy for the change of use from office manufacturing processing and artesian food and beverage to office and the manufacturing slash processing. The side improvements and parking area and landscaping adjustments at 8 Barney Road, tax assessor map 23, lot 56A, to be built substantially as proposed. Application dated 1/10/2025. Finding that it meets the standards of section 602 of the Freeport zoning ordinance with the following conditions of approval. One, this approval incorporated by reference all supporting plans and amend the previously approved plans submitted by the applicant and the representative of the staff review board meetings on the subject application to the extent that they are not in conflict with the other stated conditions. Two, prior to any start of any construction, the applicant updated any applicable permits, including any permits for signage from the Freeport code enforcement officer. Three, the applicant established an inspection account in the amount of $300 for the inspection of site improvements by the town. And four, prior to the issuance of a certificate of occupancy, the walkway connecting the building to the adjacent site, which was previously approved on 3/14/2018 by the project review board, being B, constructed.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. With that, item three on our agenda is to adjourn. I get a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Excuse me. My name is Chalmers Gardner.